Blog Talk Radio. Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, right here on Blog Talk Radio, but heard all across the World Wide Web. Listen, we're so glad you stopped by to listen to the show. We're just excited to bring you phenomenal interviews and wonderful guests, and certainly today's show is no different. I am your host, Charvette Mitchell, the stunning, the lovely, the fabulous Charvette Mitchell. Hey, you got to pat your own self on the back, right? You got to pat your own self on the back. Listen, this show airs every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. But the wonderful thing is that if you missed any of our shows, no problem, or any portion of an interview, you can go back and listen to the full show and listen to all of our past shows. Let me tell you the easiest way to do that. The easiest way to do that is to visit my official website, which is www.mitchell-productions.com. Again, that's www.mitchell-productions.com. Join my email list, and I'll send you one email once a week just to let you know about all of the great interviews we have coming up on the show. And we'll just keep you posted about everything. Listen, today we have a wonderful, wonderful show lined up for you. I have three dynamic ladies that I am spotlighting. You know I love to do spotlights. You know I love to do that. Listen, we had an opportunity to catch up with Tony Award-winning actress and legendary R&B singer Melba Moore. We're going to chat with her, share a little bit of that with you. And then I have two life coaches that I'm bringing to the virtual studio. We're going to talk to them a little bit later on in the show. I'm just excited to have them coming on. I have Coach Charisse McCrory and also Coach Karen Pina, and they are going to be joining us shortly. So listen, let's go ahead and jump right on in and check out a little bit of our spotlight with legendary singer Melba Moore. Segment that we are bringing to you today. So I know you want us to get this party started. Ladies and gentlemen, my special guest, oh my goodness, she is a Tony Award winning actress, a legendary R&B singer, and oh my goodness, she's a gospel singer. You've seen her on the big screen, you've seen her on the little screen, you've seen her on the stage, you've heard her voices across the airway. She certainly is a multifaceted artist who is always reaching deeper, pressing harder, ever challenging herself to keep her audience on the edge of their seats. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the mic right now is Lady Melba Moore. Welcome to the show, Melba.
Thank you so much. What an intro. Wow.
It's all you. It's all you.
Well, right now, I'm tickled pink. Auntie.
We are so glad to have you, and I'm telling you, we just want to share with our listeners here a little bit of some of the highlights of your awesome career. We're just glad to have an opportunity to speak with you.
Well, my pleasure.
Great. So let's start kind of from the beginning. Certainly, your career kicked off with the groundbreaking musical Hair, where you originated the role of Dion. And what I want to call out to our listeners is that you were the first black actress to replace a white actress in a lead role on Broadway. Tell us about that time.
Well, I was doing studio work or background singing, recording sessions, and One of the jobs that I was called for turned out to be for a man by the name of Galt McDermott, who I found out later wrote the music for the Broadway show Hair.
Wow!
But I had no background in theater at the time, so I didn't know what that was. But he was accompanied on the recording session with the people who had written the book and the lyrics to the music for Hair. And they were kind of like hippies.
Oh.
I mean, they were hardcore hippies. They didn't have any shoes on them. And this recording session was in New York City. People wear shoes there, you know?
Right.
And they had these faded out jeans that had tears in them and everything. And and they had on these T-shirts that looked like their mother didn't show them how to separate the whites from the colors in the laundry.
My goodness.
And they call him tie-dye.
Uh-huh.
And the one that walked up to me and asked me this really, I think, you know, inane question.
Uh-huh.
And he had this bright red bushy curly hair that looked like his hands were stuck in a live plug.
Uh-huh.
Well, he comes up to me and asks me, would I like to do hair? So I said, honey, you're the one that needs a hairdresser.
I love it.
Not me. But that's how I got my first opportunity to go into the Broadway show here.
Wow.
So it's not like I knew anything about theater or anything like that. It just was a nice piece of surprise, good fortune. So when I entered the show,
mm-hmm.
it was as a chorus member and with the featured role of Dion. But eventually the lead actress left to go with Woody Allen to do a play that he was doing at the time to star in it called Play It Again, Sam.
Okay.
She then went on to be in all his movies and a great, great, great movie actress, and that's Diane Keaton. So I wound up replacing her.
Wow. Phenomenal, phenomenal. There are so many different nuggets within your career that we could talk about. I definitely want to talk about a trailblazing moment, I call it, with the recording, your recording of Lift Every Voice and Sing, and how that was instrumental in having that song entered in the Congressional Records as the official African-American national anthem. Tell us about that.
Well, I think that's really wonderful. So I think that God has kind of unfolded my life in a way that, well, the same things happened to everybody,
uh-huh.
but he made it interesting because he knew he would give me a chance to tell the story.
I think that's fabulous.
Well, I became the, what would you call it, the membership chair for the National Council of Negro Women at the request of Dr. Dorothy Height.
Okay.
And for your listeners who might not know, that's the biggest, one of the oldest black women's organizations, community service and political organizations, that was started by Mary McLeod Mathune.
Oh, right, yes.
Now, this is all very important because I'm an educator. I'm not stupid or whatever. But when she called me to be the membership chair, she said, well, why don't you – she would invite me to come to all the conferences and the meetings and the press conferences and all that.
Yes.
And she said, well, why don't you open up the conference with a song? And, something that would be appropriate, like a prayer song or something. But I wasn't a gospel singer then, because this is only like about 10 years ago.
Wow.
I've only just started singing gospel.
We ain't going to get into that, too.
And she says, well, why don't you sing the Negro National Anthem? And I had never heard of it.
Mm.
So she told me what it was.
Uh-huh.
And that it was written by James Weldon and J. Rosamond Johnson. I went and got the sheet music and learned it. And I opened up all of her breakfast prayer meetings and all of her meetings with that. And I said, she told me it was our anthem.
Yes.
And I said, well, why didn't everybody, how come I don't know this? I said, I bet a lot of people don't know it. So I recorded it, and I thought, well, you know, if I just record this song, people are going to either think it's my hit record or that I wrote it.
Right.
So that's why I invited people like B.B. and C.C. Winans and the Clark sisters and Freddie Jackson and Dionne Warwick and Stevie Wonder and Jesse Jackson to do the narration. And I can't think of his Academy Award-winning actor,
Lou Gossett?
Lou Gossett.
Yes.
To do the video, and Debbie Allen directed and gave us a concept for the video so that it would be something that was, first of all, inclusive.
Yes.
And to have it be visualized as something that was not something that separated us, but made us a part of America. And when people ask the question, and of course I would give them the opportunity to ask the question, you know, why are you singing this? We have a national anthem because America is a nation of nations.
Yes.
And we, of course, are the only ones who came here as slaves, and we are everybody is identified by songs. Every nation has a song. That's the way God made it, and this is the one that we sang as we were struggling for first class citizenship. So it gave an opportunity to explain the inclusiveness, and I got one of the many doctorates that I've received, honorary doctorates, from my alma mater, which is a Montclair State University in New Jersey. And what I did was I sang about five or six different national anthems along with Lift Every Voice and Sing. The point being, we all have a song, and it's not exclusive, it's inclusive.
Yes. phenomenal. And I wanted to call those things out because you are not just, you know, an awesome singer and actress, but those trailblazing moments, I like to call them. I wanted to make sure our listeners were aware. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and I have the awesome opportunity to interview Lady Melba Moore. Ladies and gentlemen, that's who you are listening to right now, Tony Award-winning actress and phenomenal, legendary R&B artist. We're so glad to have her on the show. So, Melba, let's talk about, certainly, we can't leave out the R&B. I mean, oh, my goodness, you've got songs. This is it. You stepped into my life. Lean on me. Love it. Love's coming at you. I mean, over the years, you've had a chance to partner with so many different people. What have been some of your favorite songs?
Mm.
And I know that's a hard question.
Okay.
Or most requested, if you want to say. Maybe.
Because you kind of hit on it.
Yeah.
I think your songs, well, maybe I shouldn't try to speak for other people. I'll speak for myself. The songs I like best are the ones that the people respond to the best.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is Lean On Me.
Yes.
Which was this one, everybody thinks it's Bill Withers. Of course, that's incredible. When You're Not Strong, et cetera.
Right.
But this one was written by Van McCoy, and I should let people know, because a long time has passed now, that he's the one who actually almost single-handedly ushered in the disco era with the disco hustle and
wow.
That sound that he had with his strings and a beautiful dance beat. But he also wrote wonderful ballads. And this one I found on the B-side of what we used to call 45 singles.
Uh-huh.
When we had, it's not plastic, what do you call it?
Vinyl? Was it vinyl?
Yes, it was vinyl, I'm sorry.
No problem.
We used to have vinyl. This was on the B-side of a song called Spanish Harlem. And it had been recorded, it had been recorded before, but the queen of R&B had recorded Miss Aretha Franklin.
Yes.
So just like everybody else, I was a groupie. And on the B-side, I turned it over, and I heard this incredible, inspiring song to me. And I took it to because I just loved it. And I just, not that I thought I could sing it like Aretha.
Mm-hmm.
I just loved this song, and I've just been so inspired by it. And as it turned out, I really did have a good heart and a good ear.
Yeah.
Because people have taken it as I've sung it for them.
Uh-huh.
As one that really inspires them. And so it's become a signature song for me. So naturally, that's a song that I really love singing. I never get tired of singing it. And whatever type of a different audience I sing it for, even if they never heard it before, they relate to it in whatever their background is.
For instance,
if they're Caucasian and they have a theater background, they'll say, well, what Broadway show is that from?
Oh.
If they're Black and they're gospel, they'll say, well, is that on your new CD?
Uh-huh.
And whatever age group they're in, they'll say, well, what is that song that they get into it the first time that they hear it? So that's probably my most favorite.
Oh, right. I love it. And ladies and gentlemen, certainly check Melba out online. Go to our MySpace page. Go to www.myspace.com/Melba Moore. Again, www.myspace.com.
What if you didn't follow the path everyone else takes? Would you rather make your own way or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
What's up, fam? This is your boy, Sean Harden, and you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Keep it locked.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, right here on Blog Talk Radio, heard all across the world. Wide web. We are so excited. I'm telling you, my next guest is right now in the virtual studios, and I'm bringing her to the mic as we speak. I'm telling you, do I have Coach Charisse on the line?
Hello, Charvette.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fabulous, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great, and so glad to have you joining the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Well, thank you for having me. It's exciting.
Oh. Yes. Now, please tell me, did I pronounce your name correctly?
Yes, it's Charisse.
All right, I got it. Great, great, great. I have a little bit of a different name, so I'm always interested in people pronouncing people's names correctly.
I know exactly what you mean. I do the same thing.
Oh,
we get used to it being mispronounced, don't we?
Right. Listen, I want to introduce you to our listeners. Certainly want to give a shout out to all of our listeners that are tuning in and that are joining us in the chat room. We say hello, welcome from everywhere. I see Illinois, I see friends, industry buzz. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for stopping by, and just listeners from all over. Listen, this is my Life Coach Spotlight. I have Coach Charisse. She is a life coach who will teach you how to live a full-out and fearless life. She's been a business leader and innovative thinker for many years. She's worked as a leader in sales, marketing, management, and operations. And certainly Coach Charisse now realizes that she was naturally coaching people around her in each of those experiences. She gained her business coach certification and has a thriving coaching practice, coaching people all around the world, and we're just delighted to talk to her today. Thank you,
thanks.
Coach Charisse.
Wow, that's nice. Thanks.
So let's jump right on in. How did you start your career as a coach?
Well, as the introduction indicated, I had a pretty diverse career before I was a coach. I did a lot of different things. Actually, my family jokingly called me a job hopper for many years because I always became interested in something else, and I was never afraid to jump. So I ended up getting a ton of business experience in the process. And I was in a really high-stress, high-pressure job back in 2006. And what happened was I really overloaded my health and destroyed my immune system because of the stress of the corporate job that I had.
Wow.
So I got really sick. I got viral meningitis, and my life flashed before me. And sorry about that. And
no,
so I was in the hospital for a week, and I ended up having to stay off work for a couple months. And when I went back to work, I realized that the work that I had been doing was killing me, basically. So what I did was I went to speak to my boss, and I told him that it was not my legacy and that I was not interested in continuing, and I wanted an exit plan. And the next day he fired me and gave me my exit plan.
My goodness.
that was quite an exit I made.
I can imagine.
That was the first time in my life ever to be fired. Usually I was promoted. So it was a big blow to my ego. And a few weeks after that, my husband was diagnosed with melanoma. Mm. And so we had like a 1-2-3 punch, which caused me to get deep into personal development and inner work. And in that process of doing that sort of work, I discovered coaching. And went to the businesscoach.com website and signed up for the business coach training. And a week later, I was in Sacramento getting trained. And 2 weeks later, I was starting my coaching practice.
Wow, outstanding. And certainly pulling on all of your past experiences, that's just phenomenal. Now, you guys tell us, how did you come up with the phrase full out and fearless?
Well, what I've discovered in my coaching practice over the last few years is the only real thing that stops us from anything in life is fear.
Mm.
And it showed up everywhere I went, everywhere in my life. It showed up in the lives of all my clients. So I knew I wanted to do something in the area of fear. And oddly enough, I was in a coaching group, and there was a story about a coach who had a really miraculous, powerful experience with a client.
Okay.
And in that story was a way to be full out and also fearless. And I just grabbed hold of those beautiful words and put them together and created a program from that, deciding really that was the kind of coaching I wanted to do. So it was really descriptive for me of the work that I'm doing every day now with people.
Phenomenal. And I think you just hit it right on the head. It's so descriptive. Like right away, you know, okay, yeah, that's how I want to live.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
All right, phenomenal. We may have a caller for you. Let me check our guest line here. Caller ending in 1383, do you have a question for Coach Charisse? All right, they may just be hanging out on the line. No problem at all. We thank you so much for tuning in and listening. All right, so Coach Charisse, on your website, which is phenomenal, I might add, I found a statement that I love, and I quote, "Every area of your life holds the potential for you to operate inside of fear, to push through your fears, or to be stopped cold by them." And you just hit on that fear aspect. Mm-hmm. What are quick tips you give people for handling fear?
Well, really, fear exists in all of our lives. And my theory is it never goes away. You'll find experts who say, you know, you can demolish fear and all that. I don't buy that. I think we always have it. So it's better for me to help people learn to become friends with it and really recognize it for the lessons that it holds. People operate every day inside of fear, and that's just really getting stuck in status quo. Some people are completely stopped, and their dreams die an early death because they're afraid to pursue them. And other people take a look at the fear, study it, examine it, figure out what the root cause of the fear is, and then get into action around it. And that's really the space of coaching, and that's what I do with clients is I help them identify it and maybe look for what caused it. And then action and fear cannot coexist. So in my coaching practice, what we really focus on is getting into action around that fear.
Oh, right. I love that. I've heard people say, I've heard before someone say, you know, if you're scared, do it anyway.
Do it anyway. That's right.
And
Yeah, and that works, actually, because it as soon as you shine the light on fear, it diminishes automatically just by looking at it and reasoning through it, because usually it's irrational. It doesn't even make sense, our fears.
Great, and I love that you said that, you know, your perspective is that fear is going to always be there in some form, and some people feel like, well, if I have fear, that means I'm not supposed to do it, or, you
right.
know, I shouldn't have any fear, but, you know, that's not necessarily the case.
And Charvette, actually, what I really believe is that your fear is showing you something. So if you feel fear, it's actually a good sign because it means that you're stretching in the right direction. I prefer to look at it as a sign that you're supposed to be doing that thing that you fear.
Oh,
otherwise, you wouldn't be afraid of it.
Oh, my, stretch in the right direction. I like that. I love that. Ladies and gentlemen, wisdom nuggets. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, right here on Blog Talk Radio, heard all across the World Wide Web. And I am interviewing the wonderful Coach Charisse. Oh, my goodness. Coach Charisse, give us your website.
It's www.fulloutandfearless, all one word, spelled out, .com.
All right.
Fulloutandfearless.com.
Easy enough. Okay, so as a coach, how do you help people expand the way they think about, you know, what is possible in their lives, in their relationships, and in their business? How do you help them expand what they think?
One of the things that coaching brings to the table with someone is that we are sometimes the only person in their life that will tell them the straight truth.
Mm.
We don't have an agenda. We don't have a dog in the race. We have nothing. We have no relationship risk. So sometimes a coach can see things that a person is completely oblivious to, and by just telling them that truth, it begins them on a new path. It's very, very common for me to see things that are right in front of a person's face, opportunities or patterns or habits or communication styles that get in a person's way. And so what I do as their coach is I can see that, and I have a lot of courage. So I pretty much will tell anyone anything if I find it to be true. And that is a valuable position for someone to have in their life, somebody that will do that and be straight with them. And
yeah.
it starts them to look at things differently and see possibilities that they couldn't see before.
And I love, you just said you don't have that relationship risk.
Right.
Wow. So other people who are tied to them, they have that risk of, well, if I tell them, they might not like me anymore.
Right.
And all.
Right. And you got to live with them. You know, you got to interact with them. They're family, or they're friends, or they're your husband or something. And for me, you know, we finished the coaching call, and we sort of have a sacred place where we honor the truth, and we come to expect it between each other, and it just has a completely different place in terms of relationship. It's not as though I don't offer a safe place for the truth, because I do, and it's very loving and safe, and people open up to it in a way that they wouldn't with their loved ones. So it really goes back and forth both ways.
Wonderful. Do you find yourself coaching more in certain areas, so either around business or around relationships?
Well, I'll tell you, Charvette, that's interesting, because I was certified to be a business coach. I have a tremendous business background, a lot of business savvy, and a passion, actually, for business. So that was a natural choice for me. What I found, however, is that I could really make an impact inside a business as a coach. But if the business owner or the leader wasn't healthy between his ears or her ears, it was a house of cards that we were building.
Wow.
And so it was really important to me to work on the personal side of things as well. So my program is really a combination of business coaching and personal coaching. And I coach the whole person, body, mind, and spirit. And a business person's life flows out into their home, and a business person's home life flows into their business. So it all blends in together. It's just life.
Terrific. All right. Now tell our listeners about the coaching programs that you have available.
Well, I'm kind of excited about that, Charvette, because I added a couple this week.
Oh, terrific. Hot off the press.
That's right. You guys are the first to hear.
All right.
The main program that I operate is the full Out and Fearless program, and that is limited to 8 extraordinary people, of which 3 or 4 spots three spots are filled and 1 is pending.
Okay.
So I'm about half full. And the information for that program is on my website under the Program Details tab. So that's one option. And that option is really a very intimate relationship where I'm in your life and you're in mine, and we're in touch pretty much every day.
Okay.
And we it's a 6-month program. We pick something that we want to accomplish, and we just work doggedly toward that for 6 straight months. If you have a fear about heights, or if you're, we work in wherever your fear is, and
okay.
we get into action around it, whatever that is. Another couple programs, I have an email coaching program that's priced really right, that's available to people, unlimited email and 1 live call a month. And then I also am just starting a group call, once a month group call, that is available to people on just a month-to-month basis.
Phenomenal. So a lot of different options, and certainly, again, ladies and gentlemen, visit her website so that you can look around. A lot of good information. And you know what I like about your website? I like a lot of things about your website, but it's very almost conversational. It's not, I'm selling this, the car
right.
salesman. It's
right.
very, thoughtful questions on there, like, just different things to make
right.
you think as you go through. So I love that, how you set that up like that.
Thank you. Coaching is an intimate experience, and a person will choose a coach if they connect. And so my goal on the website is to have a conversation. And obviously what I would like it to lead to is an actual conversation offline.
Right.
So people, if you just get interested, you want just to chat with me about my programs, or if you want a custom program, my phone number and email information is also on the website.
Great. And ladies and gentlemen, again, that's www.fulloutandfearless.com, all one word, www.fulloutandfearless.com. And you know what? We connected from Twitter, and
right.
you are an avid Twitter person. I don't know the name.
I'm Coach Therese on Twitter, and I found out yesterday through a follower that I am now in the #1 position for the Twitter Queen of Indiana. I'm the #1
wow.
Twitterer. I don't know exactly how that happened, Charvette, but I think it's carpal tunnel syndrome and all that.
Well, we are certainly doubly honored then.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, it's fun. So follow me on Twitter.
Yes, follow her on Twitter, Coach Charisse, and that's C-H-A-R-R-I-S-E. Follow her. And you know what? There was one other comment on your website, a statement that I love that you have. As we wrap up, you have this statement here. You were created with every quality you need to really rock out in your life. And you know what? That caught my attention is because some of your Twitter updates are you just put a phrase from a song.
That rock out caught my attention.
Yep.
I'm really connected to music, and I just, for me, music is really inspiring, and I believe fully that God created us to be perfect, and what we do as humans is we layer on tons and tons of limiting beliefs and doubts and fears, and at our core, we're perfect, and people need to be reminded of that, and that's really where the place that we start in coaching. I'm not fixing anything. Everyone's perfect as is. Oh. It's just that we can create some more intentional and deliberate action in our life that leads us to our dreams that we many times have even forgotten we had. So it is rocking out in your life. And I tell people they rock. Actually, people identify me with saying you rock in my tweets a lot because I think people rock. People do rock.
Wonderful. I love that. I love it. Well, I certainly have enjoyed spending this time with you, Coach Charisse.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
Great, and we will continue to follow you on Twitter. Again,
right.
Ladies and gentlemen, check Coach Charisse out on Twitter. Any last comments or thoughts you have for our listeners?
Well, one last thought that is resonating with me today, especially stop watching the news. We are a nation led by fear.
Yeah.
Fear is everywhere we go, and if you want to be fearless and stay connected to a fearless life, don't let all that garbage in your mind because it just perpetuates. The media is full of drama.
Right.
And the news is that way on purpose because that gets people to watch and listen. A second thing is I belong to a club called clubfearless.net, and it's run by one of my heroes in this world, Steve Chandler.
Okay.
That's another really great way to stay connected to fearlessness. So clubfearless.net. And I don't have any dog in that race either. It's just that I know it's an awesome program.
Great. Phenomenal. Well, again, we thank you so much for joining the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you, Charvette. See you later.
All righty.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to be coming back to our next segment with another phenomenal coach and author, Karen Pina. She is just outstanding. We're going to be talking to her, and I hope you have enjoyed everything we've discussed thus far. To me, it's just very empowering. The goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and certainly I hope you've heard something that will motivate you, excite you, or influence you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned.
The Professional Black Woman, where women are serious about success. We're professionals and experts in our field, and we value networking and relationships. So join us at theprofessionalblackwoman.com, where success is inevitable.
I'm a good driver. I look for cars. I pay attention. I should have seen the little girl in the crosswalk.
Please, look for pedestrians. Stop for them. Think of the impact you could make. A message from the Federal Highway Administration.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. I am telling you, we're going to keep things moving, keep things rocking. My next guest is waiting in the virtual studios right now, and I'm going to check the line here. Do I have Coach Karen Pina on the line?
You sure do.
Oh, great. I'm so glad to have you. Thank you so much for joining the show.
Thank you for having me, Charvette. I'm glad to be here.
All right. Listen, let me share a little bit about you with our listeners. Listeners, Karen Pina has a passion for coaching driven leaders, visionaries, and entrepreneurs in the Christian arena. Her coaching style has been described as graceful, but powerful, as a straightforward arrow right to the heart of things. In addition, Karen's business, personal, and leadership development articles are featured in various online publications. She certainly is a wonderful author. She has a book out called Leadership Fitness, Experiencing Fullness in the Temple. And newly released, ladies and gentlemen, Is It the Job, the Boss, You, or Are You an Entrepreneur? Oh, my goodness, a book of leadership development. Ladies and gentlemen, again, coming to the virtual mic is coach and author Karen Pina. Thank you so much again for joining us.
Thanks, Charvette, for having me here.
Oh, you're quite welcome. So let's go ahead and jump right on in.
Let's.
All right. So I love your email address. In your email, you have a signature, God's Coach. Tell us how you came up with that title of God's Coach.
Well, Charvette, you know, I was right in the middle of a career transition myself, and I had been seeking God about the next steps in my life, and I'm prone to dreams and visions, and I woke up one morning, and I had just a brief black background with the letters, big, black, white, okay, the background was black, the letters were white, G-O-D, and I said, okay, God, what's that?
Right.
And he said to me, and he said, gifts ordained by direction. The gifts are my apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists. You know, we know those are the fivefold leaders.
Right.
And then the business and marketplace leaders. I want you to partner with them to help them be all that I created them to be. And then he said to me, you are the coach for gifts ordained by direction, G-O-D. Okay, and you work for me, and that makes you God's coach.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do you work for me, but you belong to me. And so that's how the name God's Coach was birthed.
My goodness, wonderful, wonderful. And certainly you could have focused on a lot of different areas, but Christian leadership coaching is certainly, I think, a area that is vibrant and growing. And do you find that people really need coaching in Christian leadership?
Of course they do.
Yeah.
I mean, just if you look everywhere, you know, in terms of what's happening in the church, in the body of Christ, we need it. There's so many sexual scandals. There's so much financial indiscrepancy and mismanagement. Of course we need it. And there's so many people who are not prepared, but yet they're sitting in someone's pulpit. They're leading other people, so of course we need it.
Outstanding. Absolutely, absolutely. Now, certainly, we have a lot of women business owners and entrepreneurs that listen to the show. What are three main qualities of women in leadership in particular, three main qualities that women in leadership need to have or they need to strengthen, in your opinion?
Mm-hmm. The first one, I would say, is godly confidence.
Okay.
You know, the scripture says, this is Proverbs 3:26, that the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. And you know that there's so much competition, jealousy, entertainment, and jockeying for position in ministry.
Right.
You have got to be confident in who God called you to be in order to carry out the things that he's assigned your hands in spirit and in truth. And the second one is organization. You know, we've got to be organized, you know, in ministry. We've got to be women in leadership that have great organizational skills. Proverbs 31 is a great biblical example.
Yes.
And the last one is flexibility. You know, Galatians 5:25 tells us that we have got to keep in step with where the Spirit is going. And you've got to be flexible to do that.
Oh, right. You have to be, because you don't know which direction may take you down your destiny path, right?
There you go.
All right. And so, you know what I love? I checked out your website. I'm, again, a person that just loves checking out websites. And you have a virtual training university, God's Coach U. Tell us, how did you start that and kind of the mission and the goal?
Sure. God's Coach University, we refer to it as GCU. It's a coach mentoring and training firm exclusively for, of course, you know, spirit-filled, born-again Christians, whether they be leaders in the marketplace, doctors, entrepreneurs, managers, et cetera, or those in the fivefold offices. And our mission is to partner with these people and train these leaders to become coaches in their sphere of influence. Now, some of them may not necessarily have a one-on-one coaching practice like we do, okay, and others, but they may utilize the coaching skills they gain through the coach training to impact those in the marketplace or in their ministry. Coaching, you know, is really just a valuable skill for leaders who are called to influence and lead others. And our program trains and imparts the skills so they can effectively lead others while they're reflecting God's glory. And the program was started during the first year of our coach training program as we saw people consistently kept coming to us, Charvette, and asking us, do you have a coach training program? Do you need a coach? How did you get into this? So, you know, the need found us.
Okay.
And so with that need, people would tell us things like, you know, we just can't find a program that's exclusively Christian.
Okay.
Or we can't find one that's for spirit-filled Christians.
Okay.
We can't find one that's for leaders. As you may or may not know, I'm not sure, but, you know, the word Christian, you know, that can mean many things to many different people.
Right.
And you may or may not know that coaching in and of itself is rooted in far Middle Eastern, you know, practices which are directly opposed to our biblical beliefs. So it became very challenging for a lot of leaders to, you know, sign on the dotted line and say, yes, I want you to train me.
Right.
So our program is really unrivaled in the fact that we confer with the Holy Spirit in the coach mentoring process, and we move very strongly and heavily in the gifts of the Spirit, such as, you know, word of wisdom, prophecy, word of knowledge, all anchored in love, of course.
Right.
But we, you know, don't customize Christianity. We customize training and mentoring.
Okay, great way to say it, And what kind of courses, what are kind of the course offerings that you have?
Sure. In addition to the actual coach mentoring course, which includes everything from, you know, marketing to personal development to how to set up client files, everything that it would take to run an actual coaching practice, there are 8 modules to that. And in addition to that, we offer an e-course which will prepare those who do decide that they want to start a coach practice to write their own marketing messages.
Okay.
Great. You know, new coaches, you know, it's a startup and they may not have the funds to hire a copywriter.
Right.
So we teach them how to do their own writing via marketing messages.
All right.
E-course.
Holistic approach.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. So listen, we have to talk about your new book that's out. Is it The Job, The Boss, You, or Are You an Entrepreneur? Tell us about that book.
Oh, I'm so excited about that book. You know, Charvette, I'm almost speechless every time I think about it. Because to be honest with you, I didn't think it would be the next book out.
Okay.
I thought it would be something else, but you know how God is.
That's
keeping flexible again. And the book itself is really a guidebook. You know, I looked for career answers for many years. I have a 20-plus year professional career, and I looked for many years for answers and couldn't find them. You know, I had some really bad bosses. At times it was me. You know, at times it was the job.
Uh-huh.
And to be quite frank, at times it was just you were just an entrepreneur. And so the book was birthed through that experience, and people who are looking for answers concerning their boss, their talents, gifts, strengths, as well as themselves, and to identify career stressors will really resonate with this book. You know, once the answers that we're looking for and the stressors have been discovered, you can really soar into a successful transition into any new career or to any new business or even into the, you know, entrepreneurial field.
All right. And how can people purchase this book?
Well, the book, ebook, and printed book version are available at www.findcareeranswers.com.
All right. And certainly give us the web address for the coaching program.
Definitely. For one-on-one coaching, it's www.godscoach.com. And for coach training and mentoring, that would be www.godscoachu.com. For university.com.
All right. Quick and easy. Now, what are, if there are listeners that are tuning in and they're saying, you know, I'm not exactly sure. I feel like I'm an entrepreneur. I don't know when to make that step. What are the clues that someone is ready to transition to an entrepreneur?
That's a great question, Charvette. And those career stressors that I mentioned, the book will help the listeners identify, those are clear signposts that someone is ready to transition into becoming an entrepreneur. You know, when you start experiencing stressors that you've done everything you can possibly do. It's not the job anymore.
Right.
It's not the boss. It's not you. And, you know, you just can't deal with some of the stressors. And we have some clear ones in the book. That's a good clue. Some
okay.
of the common ones that we have seen is, you know, in terms of clues are the ability to see the big picture.
Okay.
You know, if you're the type of person that can really just hone in on the big picture of the organization's goals, their mission statement, and then in turn articulate that and rally others around that, that's
okay.
one big clue
okay.
that you can be an entrepreneur. The second is that the work that you're doing in your organization starts to directly impact the bottom dollar of the organization and others in upper management. And then the last, which is my favorite, is that someone else sees that in you.
Okay.
And as you begin to articulate, you know, how the organization can be better,
uh-huh.
they say, have you ever thought of starting your own company?
Oh, awesome. I'm listening, and I'm telling you, I've heard that phrase before.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. And so all of this, you have so much to offer. I'm just telling you, we're just excited that we had an opportunity to talk to you, and certainly your plethora of experiences make you a valuable coach,
mm-hmm.
you know, for your program and all that you have to offer, and certainly your book. Listeners, please check out the website. Give us the website information once more and again.
Sure. For one-on-one coaching, it's www.godscoach.com. For coach training and mentoring, it's www.godscoachyou.com. And to pick up a copy of the book in either ebook or printed book version, it's www.findcareeranswers.com. And Charvette, may I just say one more thing?
Sure, absolutely.
About, you know, the clues in terms of transitioning to an entrepreneur. I want the listeners to know that just because you have a couple of bad bosses and you can do their job better, that does not mean that you should run out and start your own company.
Right.
I have seen people do that, you know, consistently. And there's a huge difference between a manager, a boss, and an entrepreneur.
Right.
And I believe that, you know, having management skills help you in entrepreneurial endeavors. But I also believe that you need that visionary piece, that creative piece,
mm-hmm.
the attention to detail, and the ability to multitask.
Great. So definitely someone should look at the holistic view
mm-hmm.
of everything that they would need to make sure they have in place and have in order before
mm-hmm.
they make that step.
Exactly. And that's exactly what the book does, Charvette. We have a complete assessment that they can take to determine
oh.
if they are an entrepreneur. It's 2 pages long. We ask pointed questions.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the book is not the kind of book, you know, it's a guidebook.
Uh-huh.
It's not the kind of book that you're going to pick up and I'm going to tell you all the answers.
Okay.
There's some work that you're going to do.
Right.
You know, you're going to answer some questions. And because you're the one that's in that job, in that
right.
career, in that profession, and you're the one that has those answers. So I guide them to discover those answers through the book.
All right. I love assessments. I think they are very useful
mm-hmm.
and very helpful to target you, to help
exactly.
kind of get you focused. Phenomenal. Well, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And my last question for you is, what motivates Coach Karen Pina?
Do you even have to ask? It has to be God. I tell you, it's my love for the Lord, Charvette.
Okay.
That is what motivates me to do and be.
Yes.
All that he has created me to be, you know, where would I be, you know, without him? He is everything, and I am constantly myself, you know, pulling on him so that he can perfect those things that concern me and just work with me and make me all that he would have for me to be. There's so much to do, and
yeah.
I know that he is the key that's going to keep me motivated and inspired. And to be honest, excited too.
All right. A great way to wrap things up. Thank you so much for joining the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thanks for having me, Charvette.
Oh, you are quite welcome.
Have a great evening.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to wrap up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We are just so excited that you know what, you tuned in and you checked us out. And listen, if you missed any portion of the interview, no problem. You can go back into the archive and check out all of the interviews. Again, we started the show off with talking a little bit with Miss Melba Moore and our sister girlfriend Spotlight. Then we picked up and talked with Coach Sharice. Check her out online at www.fulloutandfearless.com. And then we wrapped up the show with Coach Karen Pina. Check her out at www.godscoach.com, and that's godscoach.com. Listen, we've enjoyed you. Visit my official website at www.mitchell-productions.com. Join my email list. And until next week, same time, same place, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Listen, we want you to have a fabulous week and a wonderful life. Bye.